You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Today's Wellness for Life expert guest is the first woman who was licensed as a naturopathic doctor in the state of California. She's also known as the Spa Doctor. She's here to share with you how to keep your skin glowing well into your aging years. Please welcome Dr. Trevor Cates. Doc, how you doing?
Good, Dr. Suzanne. How are you? It's great to be
Very
here.
Very good. Thank you so much. Now, why is our skin such a great indicator of our overall health and wellness?
Well, whenever we have signs that our skin is anything less than glowing, so we have dry skin, oily skin, or we have problems like acne, rosacea, eczema, any of those kinds of things, it's a sign that something's going on inside the body, and it's a great opportunity to take a look at that and figure out how can you restore balance from within so that you can have glowing skin and vibrant health.
Well, you know, you're so right in that we've got to look inside. I always talk about the gut. We've got to first go there, what's going on in the gut and all that. And when you think about and a lot of these dermatologists, which I think are so important in helping us with skincare, but they really don't tell us the truth about in the depths of why skin health is so important and you have to look at everything else. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. You know, most dermatologists don't look at what I was just talking about, as skin as a reflection of what's happening inside the body. They look at these symptoms as something that needs to be suppressed. So they're going to recommend a cream or, you know, like an antibiotic or a steroid to suppress those symptoms. But the problem is we're not addressing the underlying cause. So if we just suppress those symptoms on the outside without addressing what the underlying cause is, I've seen that these problems can show up in even more serious ways. So I've seen patients with acne and eczema, for example, be put on different topical treatments and then later on develop problems like arthritis or asthma because there's inflammation and imbalances, like, you know, like you talked about the gut microbiome. And if those aren't being addressed, then it's just going to show up some other way.
That's right. I totally get that.
Yeah, and you know what? These medications just aren't fixing the problem. And in fact, some of these medications, these prescription medications that people are typically given, can actually make the problem worse. So in addition to the gut microbiome, we also have a skin microbiome. And so we have this delicate balance of microorganisms that live on our skin and protect our skin from imbalances and help keep us looking young, and, you know, youthful looking as we get older. But when we put these products, as well as our common personal care products on our skin, it disrupts that balance and creates more problems. And then even some of these personal care products that we commonly use can actually disrupt our hormones, and some are even carcinogenic.
I totally agree with you on that. In my book, The 7-Day Algae Makeover, I talk a lot about chemicals that you got to watch out that you apply onto your body. And I know you are a strong believer in that as well. What are your top tips for glowing skin and vibrant health?
Well, I would say the number one is a lot of what you and I were just talking about is reducing your toxin exposures. And one of the ways that we are exposed to toxins regularly is our personal care products. On average, we use about 9 personal care products a day. And so this exposes us to 126 unique ingredients. And unfortunately, the FDA does not regulate our skincare products very well. And so while the United States has only rejected, the FDA has only rejected 11 ingredients as unsafe in our personal care products, Europe, for example, has banned hundreds. So we're way behind other countries on these things. So we do, you know, the first thing is to look at your personal care products and look for things like parabens, phthalates, artificial fragrances, oxybenzone that's in almost all sunscreens, because these ingredients can be, like I said, have hormone disrupting effects. And we don't want to throw off our hormones, especially as we're getting older and we're already, you know, our hormones are already going out of whack and going crazy as we get older. When we are exposed to more of these in personal care products, it just creates more problems. So that would be one thing. Another thing is to make sure you're getting great nutrients in the foods that you're eating, and then also supplementing with certain nutrients if you need that. You know, key nutrients, I would say two of the top ones are omega-3s and antioxidants. So making sure that you're getting in, you know, those good high-quality oils like fish and nuts and seeds, as well as colorful fruits and vegetables. And another thing is to enhance your digestion, because our digestion is so important for our skin, and I know you talk about this. So, you know, whether you need digestive support is, you know, you have to kind of look at that. Do you have constipation, diarrhea, you know, bloating, any of those kinds of symptoms? Then you want to look at digestive enzymes, probiotics, or, you know, fermented foods. Those kinds of things can help support your digestion.
Oh, also, I totally agree on that. Yes. What else?
Yeah. So, and then, you know, related to that is detoxification. So not only do we want to be careful about what we're exposed to in our environment, and in our air, our water, our food, our personal care products, and we want to make sure we're digesting well, we want to make sure we're detoxifying anything that we're exposed to. Because we're exposed to these toxins on a regular basis, we want to make sure that our liver's working well, that our digestive system's working well, our kidneys, all of that's helping us eliminate. And so, you know, some of the things that people can do is, one of the big things is eating cruciferous vegetables helps with daily detoxification. So it helps enhance detoxification pathways. So things like broccoli, cabbage, those kinds of vegetables are great. And really, and they also help, you know, if you really look at your digestion and that balance and detoxification, that's going to address this underlying inflammation that a lot of people have that lead to skin problems.
Yes,
so those are a few things. And, you know, I could keep going on. There are two more that I want to mention with your audience. And the next one's really important, and that's sugar. Our exposure to sugar really makes an impact on our skin, because when we have higher blood sugar, glucose binds to our skin's collagen and elastin and damages it. So it causes premature aging. So we want to be careful about our sugar intake, and sugar is hidden in so many places. So we just really want to be careful. And then the last one is looking at our hormones, because this is particularly important as we get older, because our hormones change, and that can impact our skin. For example, when people have hypothyroidism, low thyroid function, it can cause dry skin. And when women have something called PCOS, it can lead to acne. So we want to make sure that we're looking at our hormones. If we have any problems, we want to balance those.
That's excellent. You know, everything that you just talked about, I know that it's going to also be shared by 35 of the top wellness, nutrition, hormone, and skin expert docs on your Glowing Skin Summit. This is a first time ever online free summit that starts April 27th to May 4th. Can you please tell us a bit about that before you go?
Yes, it's the Glowing Skin Summit. GlowingSkinSummit.com is where people go, GlowingSkinSummit.com, to register and sign up. And yeah, April 27th to May 4th, amazing, 35 leading experts in nutrition, wellness, hormones, and skin sharing their top tips. And it's all free and online next week. There's also, people can't join in at that time, there is an opportunity to download that as well, download the entire summit. But people can just check that out at GlowingSkinSummit.com.
That's really easy. God, there's so much to learn. Particularly in this summit, you're going to learn about not only the aesthetic medicine, but really getting to the root of what's going on internally. And there's 35 docs that are going to just share their best strategies on how to help you with glowing skin and vibrant health. Thanks so much, Dr. Cates. Thank you so much for being here. Again, GlowingSkinSummit.com is where you go to sign up. It's a free online summit, everyone. Until then, okay, this is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing my natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well, everyone. I'll see you at the Glowing Skin Summit.